coach Brock Lindy. Hard fought one here tonight. You just kind of came out on the wrong end of a 21-7 decision.
Yeah, a lot of mistakes, turnovers, couldn't make plays on money downs. They were super efficient on third and fourth, and we couldn't get traction on those important situational components of the game. So when we can't make plays on offense or defense in those important downs, then that's the result.
Coach Parker tonight, just a workhorse, though. I mean, I think we had him like for 30-plus carries, and he'd basically be playing every snap of the football game tonight.
Yeah, I mean, so Brock goes down last week, and our answer to Brock was Eli Johnson coming in and helping us on the offensive side, and then the second play of the game, he gets knocked out for the game, and so now, you know, there goes a starting corner, so we're rotational there. Then, the backfield plan that we had worked all week on, now we're on, like, plan C and D, which obviously don't get worked as much as, you know, plan B. And so it's just kind of been one of those years where every week it's kind of a different plan and different people, and we're just having a hard time finding traction. And when we were playing good football, we had, you know, the right people in the right spot. And now we're kind of searching for bodies. Just the injuries are taking their toll.
You know, truly a game of inches. I mean, I think you had late. I mean, you stopped them on the 25, you know, by about a half an inch, and you got the football back, drove all the way down, and they got you inches from the goal line here. It just shows you football, you know, is a game of inches.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to punch the football, and we go heavy. We've got 11 in the box. They don't. We let leakage through somehow. I have no idea why. Just misexecution, and I don't understand how we're struggling to punch the ball in from the half yard line. But you know, credit to Port for getting stops there, I guess. And you know, we got to reassess our people and make sure that we got the right guys out there to get the job done.
That said, Coach, you wrap up the regular season next week. You have Plymouth coming to town. The way things shake out, you know, you find a way to get a victory there next week, and you can still grab a share of the conference championship and probably end up in the postseason.
Yeah, I mean, we've made a long road and a long, difficult journey for ourselves this year based on how we've played in these important games, and all the way back to the beginning of the year when we're just not making the right plays. We got to have guys step up and make plays. And right now, you know, I know we got guys that want to make plays, and we work really hard, but when the money's on the table, you know, no one's cashing in, and you know, we got to make sure that we've got a great plan for next week, and that we come back, you know, strong and hungry. It's going to take a tremendous effort, and I know that our guys will work.
All right, Beaver Dam Falls 21-7 to Port Washington. Thanks, Coach.
Nice way to go, Beavers.